News. Now,
plane crash, terrible New Hampshire accident, ICE raids. I'm Bart Necker. A skydiving plane crashed last evening on Oahu's North Shore. More from correspondent Bill Michaels.
Honolulu Fire Chief Manuel Neves says firefighters found the wreckage of a twin-engine aircraft fully engulfed in flames.
It was a skydive aircraft, and right now the initial report is 9 souls that were on board, and it doesn't appear that anybody survived.
The identities of those on board the plane have not been released. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. I'm Bill Michaels.
Police are at the scene of a Friday night crash involving motorcycles and a pickup truck on a New Hampshire highway. New Hampshire State Police Captain Chris Vetter says there were fatalities.
Upon arrival, we found that there were a large number of motorcycles were involved in the accident, as was the pickup truck. We're able to confirm that we have 7 fatalities at this point.
Raids targeting immigrant families could be carried out as soon as this weekend. Correspondent Meredith Wood.
They will be removed as fast as they come in. President Trump sending out a warning on Twitter, hinting that something big was about to go down involving undocumented immigrants in the U.S. Now, a senior immigration official has confirmed that ICE, Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, is set to launch raids in 10 U.S. cities beginning this Sunday, targeting about 2,000 people.
The president says he abruptly called off the military strikes on Iran Thursday because the likely deaths of 150 Iranians would have been out of proportion to the shootdown of an unmanned American drone. Stocks ended a wobbly day on Friday, slightly lower in Wall Street. As a week-long rally fizzled out, the modest losses came a day after the S&P set a record high close. I'm Barton Eckert.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-719-6029 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-719-6029 now. Again, 800-719-6029. That's 800-719-6029.
Hollywood is rooting for Woody and his friends.
Media investors are projecting Pixar's Toy Story 4 will become one of the biggest hits of the summer.
Hold on, this is no time to be hysterical.
It's the perfect time to be hysterical.
Should we be hysterical now?
Yes, maybe, but not right now.
Analysts at MKM tell Market Watch that the latest in the Toy Story franchise will gross $170 million this weekend. That would top the $110 million opening of Toy Story 3. And Fandango.com has reported record-breaking pre-sales figures as well.
He's coming for you.
Chucky.
Child's Play, an update of the Chucky horror movies in the 1980s, is expected to take second place, followed by The Secret Life of Pets 2 in third. I'm Mike Moss.
Lots of stuff for the kids to play as we head into summer. I'm Bart Neckert.
Commit to a healthier you, inspired by your genes, with 23andMe. Your genes can tell you more than just your ancestry. They can say a lot about your health, too. At 23andMe.com, you can order a health plus ancestry DNA kit and learn how your genes can impact your health and more. Explore over 125 personalized reports on things like sleep, genetic weight, alcohol flush reaction, saturated fat and weight, caffeine consumption, and more. When it comes to your well-being, your wellness reports can help you make informed decisions about you and your health. So commit to a healthier you, inspired by your genes. Go to 23andMe.com/listen to order your 23andMe Health Plus Ancestry DNA kit and start by exploring over 125 personalized reports at 23andMe.com/listen. That's the number 23andMe.com/listen.
WMAL traffic, I'm Michelle Murray. So far, things are moving well on the Beltway throughout Virginia and Maryland. A couple of accidents to watch out for in Maryland. Eastbound River Road currently blocked at Burdett Road due to a serious accident. And also, we do have an accident on 29. That's Columbia Pike at Prelude Drive. Watch for some lanes to be blocked there. And traveling in Virginia on 395 southbound before Edsel Road, watch for a disabled vehicle in the right lane. But so far, that is not causing any delays.
Sundays on WMAL, starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Purity Products. And at 6:30, Chris McKay Returns. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with Dave Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home. And at 8:30, it's Senior Solutions. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, the Del Walmsley Show at 10, the Underwriter's Corner at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon, Right on Retirement at 1, Purity Products at 2, and then again at 3, and Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. on WMAL.
Make your retirement more predictable. Listen to The Retirement Key Saturdays at 2 here on WMAL.
Now is the best time to get a great deal during the Chrysler Pacifica Blockbuster Sales Event. With mind-blowing features like Pacifica Stow-and-Go seating and storage, kids aren't the only ones who get the best toys. And with the Pacifica Hybrid's thrilling 82 MPGe, you too can go on a road trip to unexpected places. Just don't expect your favorite gang of adventure-seeking toys, like the ones in Toy Story 4, to come along for the ride. You'll have to catch them on the big screen in theaters June 21st. So hurry into the Chrysler Pacifica Blockbuster Sales Event and leave with a great deal. Get 0% financing plus $3,750 total bonus cash plus no monthly payments for 90 days on select 2019 Pacifica Touring Plus models in dealer stock the longest. Second row stow and go not available on hybrid. EPA estimate with a fully charged battery and estimated miles per gallon of gasoline equivalent MPGe. Actual mileage may vary. Offer excludes hybrid. On oldest 30% inventory of 2019 Chrysler Pacifica models out of 6419 and in dealer stock. Financing and deferred monthly payments for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 7-1.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 25 megabit internet for $39.95 per month when you add one voice mobility line. Plus, get free installation. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 7/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. Two-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM.
Good morning and a happy summer. First weekend of summer here on the Saturday morning update. Not the only good news, but we have that. Jeff Wolf's behind the console. Jane Houghton is our producer. That's good news. A lot to cover, obviously. And we're going to kick off the show here in just a second or so. The entire statement that President Trump gave to Chuck Todd explaining why he canceled the airstrikes on Iran. You may have heard snippets here and there, but we'll have the entire explanation that the president has given to Chuck Todd. Of course, he will be on Meet the Press tomorrow. We'll be talking a lot about that this morning, a lot about the Democratic candidates today, because the debates are coming up on Wednesday and Thursday of this week. James Clyburn, the South Carolina iconic congressman, hosted the world-famous fish fry last night. A minute apiece on stage for the Democratic candidates, and we'll talk a little bit about that this morning. It's interesting times as we see the media and the fellow Democrats all turning on Joe Biden this week. Front runner is now the target. Kind of ironic that all of the candidates last night at the fish fry in South Carolina were wearing Clyburn for Congress T-shirts, except Bernie Sanders. Biden had one on, too. Biden also wearing a bullseye on his forehead for the week that he's had with the Democratic contenders, all focusing on the front runner. We're going to be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer later on this morning. We'll get his read on the details of the strike and what to expect next from Iran and from the United States. But I want to lead off this morning with the president explaining the cancellation of the Iranian airstrikes that were all set to go, as he said, cocked and loaded. Here's how he explained it to Chuck Todd.
So did you green light something, or had you said, if nothing, we do it, I'll do this? What was the order you gave?
Nothing is green lighted until the very end, because things change, right?
So and you never gave a final order?
No. But we had something ready to go, subject to my approval. And they came in, and they came in about a half an hour before. They said, sir, we're about ready to go. I said, I want a better
planes
definition.
Planes in the air? Were planes in the air?
No, we're about ready to go.
Yeah.
No, but they would have been pretty soon. And things would have happened to a point where you wouldn't turn back or couldn't turn back. So they came and they said, sir, we're ready to go. We'd like a decision. I said, I want to know something before you go. How many people will be killed? In this case, Iranians. Mm-hmm. I said, how many people are going to be killed? Sir, I'd like to get back to you on that. Great people, these generals. They said, came back, said, sir, approximately 150. And I thought about it for a second. And I said, you know what? They shot down an unmanned drone, mm-hmm. plane, whatever you want to call it. And here we are sitting with 150 dead people that would have taken place probably within a half an hour after I said, go ahead.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. I didn't think it was proportionate.
A very tempered response from President Trump, not one that I think a lot of people would have expected from President Trump. As you know, John Bolton has been known for his hawkish views on Iran, but the president making a decision, reversing a decision, a lot of criticism. You can't win. Had the president gone forward with the strike, oh, my God, he's gotten us into war. He's a hawk. He's crazy. He's trying to wipe out the Iranians, yada, yada, yada. But yet, he considers the lives of 150 Muslims. Muslims who were in the military opposed to the United States. I mean, these are just not your average Muslims on the street. These are, you know, enemy troops, basically. And the president, sensitive about their lives and their families. I think that's somewhat of a surprise to a lot of people. And I'm sure it completely confounded the Democrats, because they were ready to pounce had he gone in on the strikes. And now they're pouncing that he's indecisive. Wow. You can't win, you know. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. So what's the Iranian side of this? Well, Majid Takht Ravanchi is the Iranian ambassador to the United Nations, and here's what he had to say on Friday.
We tried to caution the drone through radio transmission. Unfortunately, that drone didn't respond, and all of a sudden we noticed that it was entering our airspace. We have to be prepared to defend ourselves. Being prepared to defend ourselves does not mean that we are seeking war.
I played that because of the last sentence. Does not mean we are seeking war. So this is a little bit of a cat and mouse game, a little bit of positioning, jockeying, and very interesting to see how this is playing out, because I believe we have very intelligent people running this country, and I believe the Iranians have some pretty smart people there. This is not a tribal group. These are educated people. So some people have compared this, you know, is it a checkers game? Is it a chess game? And we got a chess game going here. This is very interesting. And again, we'll be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer later on this morning and get his read. We'll also talk with John Gizzi, get the sort of the political side of it, and a little bit of a perspective on the presidential decisions of this nature. We'll talk with John about that later on this morning. Now, we mentioned the criticism that the president is getting, and, you know, we could play a number of different cuts, but this is just kind of a standout. This is Samantha Vinogrand. What a great name. That's good wine, isn't it? And that's, I mean, Vinogrand, what else is that? That's good wine. Not a great pundit, but good wine. Samantha Vinogrand. And here she goes.
This is kind of a worst-case scenario. The president is showing that he ostensibly made a decision, had a National Security Council meeting, and wasn't willing to follow through. All in all, This shows gross disorganization and a president who can't seem to make up his mind even on something as important as a military strike on Iran.
Yeah, maybe he thought it through. Maybe he just didn't rush to judgment. Wow, what else would we expect from CNN? Don't you hear the other night when the president was doing the rally in Orlando? Early on, the audience got into the chant about CNN. CNN pulled the plug on the network and went on to something else. They were carrying the president's rally and then pulled out. Early on, when the crowd did their CNN chant, which we won't necessarily go into here on the radio this morning. Now, this is one cut from Schumer. And, you know, here we have the Iranians shooting down a drone. Got a really tense situation with Iran. Whose side is Schumer on here?
President Trump left a diplomatic agreement a little more than a year ago. It was obvious to anyone who even had a cursory knowledge of Iran that it would create consequences.
So it creates consequences. Yeah, aren't you on our side, Chuck? Come on. Well, that's not the only comment that was heard this week, but enough of that. We're going to get into the world-famous fish fry and also the whole week that Joe Biden has had. Coming up next, we've got Emily Larson from the Washington Examiner, and we're going to talk with her about the week. Then we'll have some of the audio. We've got Jennifer Harper coming up within the hour, and a lot of interesting topics on the show this morning. We're, you know, trying to cover it all, and there's so many different angles, so many things going on globally as well as domestically, and some interesting polls showing that some of the Democrats are already worried that Trump's going to win in 2020. We'll talk with Jennifer about that. Another book out on Trump. How many books are out on Trump? Wow. And we're going to talk with John Gizzi, and we'll get a little background on Joe Biden's relationship with James Eastland, the Democrat from Mississippi, also Herman Talmadge. This goes way back, and John's got some perspective on the Biden relationships with those segregationists in the Senate. Nancy Pelosi wants an infrastructure deal? Really? She wants to work with the president? What's behind that? I'm going to ask John Gizzi that question later on this morning. And the president actually getting some accolades from President Obama's Pentagon chief on his choice of Mark Esper to now be the acting Secretary of Defense. Those are just some of the topics we'll talk about with John this morning. And we'll also get a read from Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer on the new acting Defense Secretary, Mark Esper, and also the investigation of the investigators. You don't hear much about that. We're going to talk about that with Tony Schaefer this morning. So we have a lot to cover on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm glad you've joined us as we celebrate summer right here on WMAL. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
A couple of serious accidents to watch out for in Maryland. Right now, eastbound River Road is closed at Burdett Road due to a collision. And also, we do have an accident in Silver Spring on Route 29 at Prelude Drive. Use caution there as well. Traveling in Virginia, earlier disabled vehicle on 395 southbound before Etz Road cleared. Looks like traffic moving well there. Keep in mind that in Falls Church, Route 7, Leesburg Pike is closed in both directions between Dominion Drive and Pimmett Drive with the water main break. Diversions are in place. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very nice weekend shaping up as we kick off the summer. Partly cloudy today, high of 83. Sunshine tomorrow up to 87. Chances some afternoon thunderstorms on Monday. Summer kicks in early in the week. Highs of 91 Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And, of course, a chance of afternoon thunderstorms each day. Currently in Washington, 63. We're headed to 83. And at 6:19 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Great to have you with us this morning. Democratic debates coming up this Wednesday and Thursday. Big events in South Carolina throughout the weekend. And we're joined by Emily Larson. She's political reporter at the Washington Examiner. Emily, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
You wrote an article late in the week
Booker's attacks on Biden show a shift in tone and strategy. Now, for somebody that works 9 to 5, doesn't have the opportunity to really stay focused on every little twist and turn on the political scene, what's been happening this week between Cory Booker and Joe Biden?
Sure. Well, this all started when former Vice President Biden made a comment at a fundraiser early in the week. And he was talking about his relationship with segregationist senators back in the 70s when he was also a senator. And he had worked with people like James O. Eastland and Herman Talmadge. And he was making a point that, you know, look, I was able to work with people I disagreed with, and at least there was some civility. He said we got things done. We didn't agree on much of anything, but we got things done. But he had a line in there where he said, Eastland never called me boy. He always called me son. And that really set off Cory Booker, who really condemned Biden for saying the word boy like that. He thought it was very derogatory. He said in a statement that you don't joke about calling black men boys, and that Biden's relationships with proud segregationists should not be the model for how we make decisions going forward. And he called on Biden to apologize for his comments, which Biden later said that he wouldn't apologize, and Biden said that he had strong civil rights records. So it was this whole back and forth all week with these two candidates, both vying for the Democratic presidential nomination. But the key thing here is that this is a definite shift for Cory Booker in how he's handled his competitors in the Democratic Party thus far. In the past, he's been very reluctant to attack anybody.
Booker has not gotten much traction in the polls so far. And do you think this has any effect in energizing voters in South Carolina?
Well, that's yet to be determined. South Carolina is definitely a very important state in the Democratic primary. And the majority of the primary voters there are black. And so I think that Booker is trying to make this appeal here that, hey, you know, this is something in the modern era that we should be caring about and listening to. But like you said, you know, Cory Booker was sort of a political rock star when he first came into the Senate several years ago. And now his celebrity has sort of worn off, and he's being upstaged by people like Pete Buttigieg from South Bend, Indiana, and former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke, who are kind of these younger, fresher faces. So, you know, I think that Booker was legitimately outraged by Biden's comments, but, you know, it helps that this has gotten him media conversation and is something that people will probably be thinking about.
Tell us about the phone conversation between Booker and Biden.
I think Biden wanted to smooth things over. Booker wanted to make Biden understand why his usage of the word boy concerned him. They reportedly just said privately what everything that they have said publicly. So, they will both be in South Carolina over the weekend, and they're not on the same debate stage coming up, but they will, likely be asked about this exchange and blow up over the week.
You know, everybody talks so much about Iowa and the Iowa primaries, but South Carolina is an early primary. There are events in South Carolina like last night's Fish Fry that is hosted by Congressman James Clyburn, and that's a pretty big deal for the Democratic candidates in South Carolina.
It definitely is. It's a huge event. Tons of people attend, and it was really an opportunity for candidates to make a brief pitch to those who attended and be seen by the Democratic electorate there, especially ahead of the debates next week. So it's definitely a key event and a place to curry favor with important Democrats in that state.
And what do we expect to see the rest of the weekend from the candidates? They're pretty much staying in South Carolina, I believe.
Yeah, most of them are in South Carolina. There is a Planned Parenthood forum today, Saturday, and they're, some of them are having town hall events. They're all over the state. So But going into next week, I think they'll be focused on prepping for the Democratic debate. Elizabeth Warren is having sort of a town hall event in Miami the night before the first debate on Tuesday. So that's what we can look forward to. And I'm sure there will be lots of headlines and jabs happening at those debates as well.
Emily Larson at the Washington Examiner, thank you very much for being with us.
All right, thank you.
6:25 Saturday morning update on WMAL, and we're going to have some audio of the back and forth with Booker and Biden coming up a little later on in the program, but right now 6:25 on the Saturday morning update.
Old Bay presents this guy who dressed up as an Old Bay can.
I am the 2017 Halloween costume winner. Second place costume, I think, was a train. Thankfully, I think mine had a little more craftsmanship to it.
Are you a bigger Old Bay fan than this guy? Show your love on Instagram with the hashtag Old Bay Fan Contest and tag at Old Bay _ seasoning for a chance to win an Old Bay electric scooter.
The train wasn't that great, honestly.
Old Bay. You don't just like it. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of 50 United States and D.C. 18 and over as of May 31st. Ends 8/20. Rules at oldbay.com/contest. Void where prohibited.
The Specialist does one thing and one thing alone, and they do it better than anyone else. At Mercedes-Benz of Arlington, we only sell one thing, Mercedes, just Mercedes. Family-owned and operated since 1937, we treat everyone like one of the family, helping you find the right GLC, GLE, S-Class, or AMG. And with more than 300 on hand, you won't wait for your Mercedes, you'll drive it home. Mercedes-Benz of Arlington, located inside the Beltway and always open at justmercedes.com.
Blink, and they're gone. Graduation. Backpacking across Europe. Starting their first jobs. Off to see what's next. To find out who they are without us. All the more reason we come to West Virginia every year. To introduce them to simple things. Like rolling hills. Secluded lakes. Summer campfires. All those things we loved doing when we were kids. So we come here to let them make their own memories. And we hold on to that feeling for as long as we can.
The family fun you're longing for is here in West Virginia. Don't wait. Find your unforgettable version of heaven at WVTourism.com.
Looking for a creamy and delicious dairy-free alternative? Try Planet Oat Oat Milk. It's gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and free from added sugar. Use it in coffee, smoothies, cereal, or by the glass. Discover a whole new world of deliciousness at planetoat.com. Find us at your local Safeway.
Do you remember me?
Sure. You and your husband were moving to another home.
You told me to wave my arm like I was scattering seed.
I remember.
And everything disappeared.
Yes, it did.
Just like that.
Just like that.
This is where we moved to.
It's beautiful.
Please. Look at all the junk they left behind.
Point to what you would like to disappear, ma'am.
You don't want me to wave my arm again?
Only if you want everything to disappear.
All I have to do is point?
All you have to do is point.
Well, let's start with that broken bird bath, that old swing set, and that nasty old yard furniture.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week. Just call us 90 minutes before you need us to be there.
And those broken tree limbs.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
And that pile of boxes.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hey, Sue, remember that guy I used to date, Tom?
Oh, yeah, the successful stockbroker. Nice guy. Smart, cute. He seemed like the whole package.
Yeah, well, not quite the whole package. When it came time to perform in the bedroom, he was a dud, not exactly lighting up the scoreboard.
Oh, really? Do tell.
Our life in the bedroom wasn't that good, so I dumped him.
Hey guys, don't be that guy. You need to be the Noxitril guy. Noxitril is the natural male enhancement pill that works to increase blood flow fast. Noxitril is so strong and powerful, it's like Viagra on steroids. Unlock your bedroom confidence and be the Noxitril guy. Call now and take advantage of our free bottle offer. Ship discreetly to your door. Perform on demand with Noxitril. Don't be a dud. Perform like a stud with Noxitril.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril, call 800-217-1579, 800-217-1579. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now, 800-217-1579, 800-217-1579.
6:29 Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up next, we'll talk with Jennifer Harper at the Washington Times. Interesting topics, including the congressional picnic at the White House last night. What's going on there? I'll tell you all about it. And interesting turn of events in the Panic Attack Politics book. You'll find this quite interesting. That's up next with Jennifer Harper. We got John Gizzi coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Lots to talk about with John, including Joe Biden and the latest on the Nancy Pelosi strategy. So Biden and Pelosi in the Democratic headlines this morning with John Gizzi. And, of course, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer spent quite a bit of time this morning with Tony. All things Iran. How did we get here and what's next? All coming up Saturday morning update.
Thompson Creek Windows can lower your utility bills, improve your comfort, and save you 40%. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. I've been to their factory, and I've seen the incredible quality and the attention to detail that goes into each window. When you call Thompson Creek, you can rest easy, knowing you'll get high-quality windows at an affordable price direct from their local factory. Now is the perfect time to replace your home's windows thanks to Thompson Creek's June jackpot sale. Buy one window and get one 40% off plus 0% interest until January 2021. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK now. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK now to take advantage of their June jackpot sale.
Home sweet Thompson. 6:31 WMAL, time for a check of the news. And President Donald Trump says he abruptly called off the military strikes on Iran Thursday because of the likely deaths of 150 Iranians, said it would have been out of proportion to the shootdown of an unmanned American surveillance drone. He's also indicating he still hopes for talks with Iranian leaders rather than any escalation of military conflict. Trump says he's in no hurry, adding that increasingly severe sanctions meant to punish Iran are being effective and that they are taking a bite out of the Iranian economy. President Vladimir Putin has ordered Russian airlines to suspend the transportation of Russian citizens to Georgia, saying the move is necessary to protect national security. The decree on the suspension was published yesterday on the Kremlin's website, said the ban would begin July 8th and would be temporary. The reason behind the delayed implementation was not clear, and the decree did not state what terms would need to be met for flights to resume. The decree also ordering officials to take measures to ensure the return of Russians who are temporarily in Georgia. This all in the wake of a violent protest in the Georgian capital, sparked by anger over the presence of a Russian delegation at an event in the Georgian parliament. Another more orderly protest gathered thousands of people last night. Protesters in Hong Kong have ended their overnight siege of police headquarters peacefully, disappointed that their demands for the territory's leader to formally withdraw from a contentious extradition bill and police to apologize for heavy-handed tactics are unmet. By daybreak this morning, police had cleared the streets of barriers set up by protesters to snarl traffic in the Asian Financial Center, and only a few groups in the mostly youthful crowd remained. Many slept outside the legislature. Almost the entire sprawling Democratic presidential field of more than 20 candidates took to the same stage in the South's first primary state. It was last night, and it was House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn's annual fish fry. Long-standing event this year has blossomed into a centerpiece ahead of the 2020 election. Mick Jagger appeared healthy and energetic as he ran and skipped along a narrow stage that jutted out into the crowd at Chicago's Soldier Field last night. Rolling Stones back on the road, sold-out crowd. They had postponed their North American tour because Jagger needed medical treatment. He's now 75. The band opened with Street Fighting Man, followed by Let's Spend the Night Together. Jagger said, quote, "It's great to be back at Soldier Field for the eighth time." The Stones then launched into their third song, Tumblin' Dice. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
So far, traffic moving well in Virginia, traveling 95 from Dumfries heading into Springfield. 395 looks good from Etzel Road to the 14th Street Bridge. Keep in mind, HOV lanes closed for weekend road work. In Maryland, there is a serious accident in Bethesda that has eastbound River Road closed at Burdett Road. And watch out for accident activity in Silver Spring at Route 29 Columbia Pike at Prelude Drive. No problems to report so far in the district. Do keep in mind there will be numerous street closures today because of the National Capital Barbecue, including on Pennsylvania Avenue between 7th Street and 3rd Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks partly cloudy for today with a high of 83. Lots of sun tomorrow, high 87. And they say zero chance of precip through the weekend. However, gets wet again on Monday. We'll have afternoon thunderstorms, highs of 91. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with afternoon thunderstorms each day. 63 in Washington right now, headed to 83. 6:35 on the Saturday morning update.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. Thinking about selling your home? Let me ask you something. Do you know what your home is really worth? Take it from me. Your first call should be to the Reynolds team. Yeah, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Keller Williams. They just sold David and Ursula's house for $10,000 over list price in just 5 days. And here's how. With over 8,000 ready buyers in waiting, your home may already be sold with the Reynolds team. In fact, it's likely you'll receive multiple offers, throwing out the notion that your home value is what some website says. Think about it. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds sell a home every 5 hours. In fact, they're so confident they'll sell your home at 100% of your asking price, or they'll make up the difference. Guaranteed, in writing. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds right now. It's 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or check them out online, DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Saturday morning update, WMAL, the first weekend of summer. So we say happy summer to Jennifer Harper, who writes Inside the Beltway, Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning and happy summer.
You bet. More and more attention being focused on the Democratic candidates and, of course, the polling as to which one is more favorable among Democrats. But you have a poll of how Democrats feel the election may turn out?
Yes. Well, you know, it's interesting to note that the election is 500 days off and everybody's pretending it's 2 weeks from now. But that doesn't matter. It gives us something to do. But anyway, if you recall back in 2016 when Hillary Clinton lost to Donald Trump, there were people who were literally crying in the streets. I mean, Democrats were weeping openly, and you could see pictures of them during the election night rally for Mrs. Clinton as the news broke. And there are similar emotions already percolating out there among Democrats. And let's cite a handy Fox News poll here, Rick. And this is the question that they asked people. How would you react to a Trump victory in 2020? Okay, well, let's do a couple of these numbers. 30% of the voters that they polled said they would be scared. And that includes 55% of Democrats and even 4% of Republicans. But let's go back to the Democrats for a minute, because that's a majority. The majority of Democrats are already scared about the idea that President Trump could possibly win in 2020. And let's go down a little bit to happier things. So 21% of voters overall said they'd be enthusiastic. Another 15% said they would be pleased. And it's a very complicated poll and too many numbers. Of course, you know, Republicans are up there feeling good about everything. But I will tell you what Fox News polling analyst Dana Blanton said about that. Actually, these numbers have gone up. They say more voters would be enthusiastic if Trump were to win re-election than felt that way in 2016. And fewer would be scared. The share of those feeling enthusiastic is up 8 points since October 2016 overall and up 18% among Republicans. The number of voters feeling scared is down 16%. So that's your latest about who's alarmed over 2020 already.
So a very interesting dynamic going on between the media and Joe Biden. Now here, he has the edge in the polls, and if anybody can beat Trump, they seem to feel in general in the, among the polls and the pundits that it would be Biden. But the press now is seeming to be a lot more critical of Joe Biden, and even to the extent that ABC was looking into that relationship in the Ukraine. So what's going on with Joe Biden and the media?
Yeah, there is a lot going on. There are a lot of interesting dynamics, and certainly, you know, polls have consistently had positive findings about Mr. Biden and his quest for the White House, but the news media at the moment does not have positive findings. And I think it certainly ramped up this week after the comments Mr. Biden made about his relationships with some segregationist lawmakers. Mr. Biden, remember, he's 77, and he's also very unapologetic about all this. His critics were saying that he's out of touch with the times and out of touch with the Democratic Party and so forth and so on. And really great news when we have these two major debates coming up, as you mentioned, on Wednesday and Thursday. So, very quickly, these are a few headlines that have been out there in the past 24 hours. Actually, the past 48 hours, let's put it that way. This is called, from the MSNBC, "Has the Democratic Party moved past Joe Biden?" Again, that's MSNBC that said that. "The Week said Joe Biden threatens the Democratic Party's multicultural future. Biden's controversial comments on working with segregationists could threaten his position with black voters." That came from the Washington Post. "Biden's debate emergency," and that came from Salon. So, and one more from Teen Vogue, which is for some reason always covering politics. They said, "Joe Biden's 2020 campaign makes me sick with fear for our future." So that's the press coverage for Mr. Biden this week. And, of course, it'll probably all change next week.
So I was in Chris Plant's office the other day, and I looked at all the books. And I looked at all the books about Trump. And I got to saying, there are more books written about Trump than, gosh, I can't imagine how many different presidents. Panicking, especially millennials, and that's the subject of yet another book on Trump.
Yes, and you're 100% right about President Trump providing enough fodder for many authors to make some money here, and certainly the media does as well. But with all that aside, there is an interesting new book out there, and it's called Panic Attack, Young Radicals in the Age of Trump. This is by Robbie Suave. I believe that's how you pronounce it, whatever. He is the associate editor of Reason.com and a smart guy, and he's got a new book out there. And he says this, "For young progressive activists, the election wasn't just a surprise or disappointment. It was a declaration of war, an act of outright violence, a hate crime." And he said that one young woman compared the election in 2016 to the 9/11 attacks. And another woman said, "It was traumatizing. Every time I realized that someone I knew voted for Trump, it was a sort of a personal attack, or at least I felt that way." So anyway, he's kind of tracked all of this, and it's out there. And he says this new crop of radicals is very uncomfortable, even militantly opposed to free speech. Now, we've seen a lot of that on campuses where there have been picket lines and so forth. But this is what he had to say about this crowd, and they're certainly a crowd to watch. The ones who are having a panic attack. "Some activists simply reject the notion that people who do not share their views should be given rights at all." He says, "In modern parlance, snowflakes are easily triggered. Snowflakes think offensive speech is violence, and snowflakes want spaces." Again, that's Panic Attack, Young Radicals in the Age of Trump.
Much debate recently about abortion and different stances in some of the states, including news this week in Missouri, the closing of the last abortion clinic there, and that's created an uproar among pro-choice voters. What about pro-lifers and President Trump? Is he still maintaining that support?
Yeah, absolutely. This week they certainly made this very clear, because President Trump is winning some very clear accolades and some vows of loyalty from a major pro-life group, and they say that he has gone further to help unborn children and their mothers, this is a quote from them, than any president before him. This is coming from the Susan B. Anthony list. This is a nonprofit grassroots network, about 800,000 pro-life Americans, and they're interested in electing pro-life officials. But anyway, according to the president, Marjorie Dannenfelter, she says his bold leadership has truly saved countless lives. President Trump has beyond delivered on his promises to the pro-life voters who propelled him to victory in 2016. And, you know, she points out that the stakes of the election, as we all know, are very, very high. And she says all the Democratic contenders are lining up to pander to the radical abortion lobby and declare war on even the most popular, modest pro-life policies like the Hyde Amendment And this is Mrs. Danenfelser speaking here. And the last couple of election cycles, this is a very serious group about getting out the vote. They reached 4.6 million voters. And quite often it was right at their front doors. They're kind of a boots on the ground idea. And they also say that the Susan B. Anthony list will spend $41 million expanding their message to priority states and working closely with some local allies on the most ambitious pro-life legislative agenda yet to aggressively challenge, erode, and finally overturn Roe versus Wade. And again, this is coming from Marjorie Danenfelser and the Susan B. Anthony list, and they're definitely in Mr. Trump's corner.
We've seen the Democratic presidential candidates turn their focus to the frontrunner, Joe Biden, this week, with the Democratic debates coming up this Wednesday and Thursday. Give us a sense of what you see as expectations.
Well, it's an interesting situation here because we all have to remember that President Trump, like, totally upstaged the Democratic Party by announcing his intent to run with that huge mega rally in Florida and Orlando, which, you know, made a lot of got a lot of media coverage and so forth. And he did this just 8 days before the presidential hopefuls, all 20 of them, are going to get out there on a Miami stage and make their debut debate before a national audience. And, you know, every single one of them is going to be hoping for their big chance to stand out or be quoted or, you know, do something that resonates with voters. And again, that's Wednesday and Thursday, and it's a very complicated business. And here are some thoughtful things. This is coming from Jeffrey Engels. He is the founding director of the Center for Presidential History at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. He says, these initial debates are in no way helpful in determining who should be president. They are, however, going to help demonstrate who should not be president. Good point there, I thought. He says, we need to remember that historically these early debates have more the feel of an NC2A elimination bracket than a sustained competition. Between now and December, candidates will knock each other off one by one until the real fight begins when it's down to the final four. And one of his peers there at SMU points out that the debates can be quite perilous for these budding politicians. And this is according to Matthew Wilson. He's an associate professor of political science on the Texas campus. Anyway, he says, candidates will be tempted to make increasingly radical and dramatic statements and proposals in order to differentiate themselves from the pack. The reality is that they differ very little on the issues. They're all pro-choice, all support stricter gun control, all want to expand government-funded health care, all oppose the border wall, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he says the only way to stand out is to embrace more things that were like the Green New Deal or open borders and so forth and so on. And he makes the point of saying the problem is that the same stances that help you stand out among Democratic activists can come back to haunt you in the general election. And I think he definitely has a point there, because as you know, all these wonderful sound bites get repeated again and again and again.
Well, that's interesting, you know, with the that's interesting. You point out they're all on the same progressive page, so they're going to have to out-soundbite each other in the debate, and it's going to be fascinating to see how far out in left field they can get to succeed in making the soundbite cut.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Can't wait.
Picnic at the White House on Friday, and the menu outshined the burgers and fries we heard so much about earlier in the year. What was going on?
Well, anytime I see the word picnic and White House in the same sentence, I have to see what that's all about. And indeed, the White House had its annual congressional picnic that was hosted by President Trump and Melania. And they also, you know, certainly shared the menu. And the menu came from executive chef Christina Comerford. She's been on that job since 2005. And she is dubbing this traditional picnic fare. So I want everyone to know what traditional picnic fare is at the White House. Here it is directly from her. She says, charred lemon chicken, grilled plank salmon, charcoal grilled ribeye steak, and Baja shrimp tacos. The sides include house-made kettle chips, fresh salad greens harvested by the National Park Service from the White House garden, and locally grown vegetables and fresh fruits from California, Georgia, and Washington State. The desserts include White House honey and a variety of homemade cookies, brownies, and pies topped with vanilla ice cream. That's a picnic at the White House.
Kind of funny you did it on a Friday because the congressmen and senators all like to go home on Thursday.
Yeah, well, they didn't get to do that.
Jennifer Harper, inside the Beltway, Washington Times. You can follow her on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. And thank you so much.
My pleasure, Rick. Thank you.
You bet. 6:50, Saturday morning updates, WMAL. And it is our first summer weekend of the summertime. And Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Watch for an accident now on the Beltway in College Park. It's on the outer loop just after Route 1, blocking the left lane, causing a brief delay through the area. Now, also still watch out for accident activity in Bethesda on eastbound River Road at Burdett Road at last check. The eastbound lane to River Road closed through that accident scene. Traveling in Virginia, so far no problems to report as you travel on 395 or 95. However, keep in mind that on the Dulles Toll Road westbound, there is a work zone between Route 28, Sully Road, and Old Ox Road, and the left lane is closed. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, it's going to be perfect out there. We're looking for a high temperature of 83 this afternoon. For tomorrow, look for sunshine with a high of 87. Afternoon thunderstorms in the picture as the temperatures rise into the low 90s for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Right now in Washington, 64. We're headed to 83, 6:50. Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
So we were talking a little while ago about the Biden problems and the fish fry this weekend and all the Democratic candidates down in South Carolina for the weekend. And then they will head down to Miami for the big debates Wednesday and Thursday night. And this is kind of what kicked it all off this week with Biden after he made the comments. And then people were asking him to apologize. And here's what he had to say.
Are you going to apologize? Like Cory Booker?
Apologize for what?
Cory Booker's called for it.
Cory should apologize. He knows better. There's not a racist bone in my body. I've been involved in civil rights my whole career. Period. Period. Period.
Well, that's what Biden said. Well, here's what Cory Booker said.
Vice President Biden shouldn't need this lesson. And at a time when we have, from the highest offices in the land, divisiveness, racial hatred, and bigotry being spewed, he should have the sensitivity to know that this is a time I need to be an ally, I need to be a healer, I need to not engage in usage of words that will harm folks.
It's kind of a two-pronged issue for Biden because he talked about working with a couple of Democratic segregationist senators, but then he also made a comment that they called him son, not boy, and that's really what's created the rift with Cory Booker.
At the end of the day, this is not about me. This is not about him. It's about where our country is, and we have real race issues in our country, and we need leaders, plural, presidential candidates or not, that can bring folks together. When I go home tonight back to a black and brown neighborhood, that you can still literally see the legacy of this dark, dark past. And for him to dredge it up in the way that he did, in a way that harms, in the ways hurts, we had a very constructive conversation about that. I don't feel like I want an apology to me. I think that this is something that he should speak to the public about.
Well, that was Cory Booker. Kamala Harris also jumped into the fray, and here's what she had to say this week.
To coddle the reputations of segregationists, of people who, if they had their way, I would literally not be standing here as a member of the United States Senate, is, I think, it's just, it's misinformed and it's wrong.
Okay, so those were tempered comments. Here's what Representative Bobby Rush had to say. Now, you know, he's out of Chicago, issued a scathing rebuke of Joe Biden yesterday. He called him woefully ignorant of the black American experience. Quote, "You would think that after 8 years of serving as vice president under President Obama, Biden would get it, that his frame of reference would be more audacious for the future and less on the obvious incrementalism of the past." Bobby Rush continued, "With his statement, he has demonstrated that he is wholly out of touch and woefully ignorant of the nuances of the black American experience, and that is in itself
beyond disappointing. Those are the words of Democratic Representative Bobby Rush from Chicago. Jim Clyburn, of course, is the senator from South Carolina, and he had the fish fry. And before the fish fry last night, they asked Clyburn how he felt about Biden's comments.
I'm not a big tennis player. I'm a golfer. But I know what an unforced error means. And that is what I would call an unforced error. Just a choice of words.
Yeah. Unforced error translates as gaffe. It translates as gaffe. I like the way you put it, unforced error. But that's a gaffe, and Biden is known for his gaffes. Now, as we mentioned, the Democratic candidates had about a minute each last night at the fish fry. And this is a short clip of what Joe Biden had to say in his 1 minute.
Whomever the Democratic nominee is, we have to stay together and elect a Democrat president of the United States of America. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I tell you what, I do miss Fritz being here, Jim. Thank you. Nice you all see you all. I did it in a minute.
I did it in a minute. Sounded like a kid, didn't he? Anyway, he was thrilled that he got in and out in a minute and apparently didn't make any gaffes, which is good. But, you know, give him a minute, you would hope he wouldn't make a gaffe within 60 seconds. His reference there to Fritz, by the way, was to Senator Fritz Hollings, longtime Democrat, state of South Carolina, who passed away this year. That's a look at the Democratic state of affairs. Right now, we're at 6:56. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Do you know what a realtor is actually supposed to do for you? I'm Eric Stewart of the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, and as a realtor with over 30 years of experience and over 3,000 transactions, my team has created a tried and true method of working with our clients to sell their homes fast and for top dollar. And we want to give it to you for free. Call us to learn more about our market-ready guide and how to prep your home for sale with a knowledgeable realtor. It's 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For roofing contractors, June and July are the slowest times of the year. Maybe you're heading to the shore, or maybe you're busy with summer activities. Heck, maybe you just don't want workers on your roof while you're having a cookout. But where does that leave us? Very slow. So here's what I'm going to do for you. Get an estimate on your roof now instead of waiting until fall, and I'm going to give you our biggest discount of the year. Call it the Super Slow Savings Sale. Through July 4th, save 60%. You heard it. 60% on all roofing materials. And wait for it. 5 years interest-free financing. What? Interest-free till 2024? It's the Super Slow Pay Less Than Half Way Later Sale. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through July 4th, the Super Slow Less Than Half Way Later Sale.
Chris Plant here, and I've got a little story for you. Once upon a time, nearly three decades ago, in my hometown of Chicago, a woman's engagement suddenly broke off, and she found herself single. When she was ready to date again, she set out to meet normal, well-educated people like herself. But blind dates were too stressful, and the bar scene was too meat-markety. Then she had an idea. She started meeting people for lunch or for drinks after work, and it was just right. Realizing that this was the fun, stress-free way for professionals to find connections, she started It's Just Lunch. Today, It's Just Lunch is still the best way for busy, relationship-ready people like you to go on high-quality dates. And to celebrate 28 years of making quality connections, they've got a special offer when you join in June. There's a reason these guys have been growing and succeeding for 28 years. It's Just Lunch is just right. Visit itsjustlunchdc.com or give them a call at 202-466-6699 today. It's Just Lunch. Connection awaits with guaranteed dates.
Hey, Vince here. Now, normally I would say don't touch that dial, but if you're listening to WMAL on our AM frequency, 630 AM, touch it, because beginning July 1st, there will be a new radio station on 630 AM. So change that dial. Make it 105.9 FM WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
This is John Greenhut. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
7 o'clock news is coming up next with Heather Curtis. We're back. We'll talk with John Gizzi. Nancy Pelosi wants to make a deal with the president on infrastructure? Really? Ask John about that. Plus, we'll get the scoop on the new acting Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper. Also, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up. We'll talk all about Iran and the investigation of the investigators.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.